خمینی امام، خمینی امام، ای مجاهد، ای مظهر شرف، ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف. چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق افتخار توست.
So I want to announce the winner of the essay competition. The essay competition was launched 3 weeks ago. We had a panel of judges that judged the submissions. The submissions were judged based on research, creativity, the thesis, the structure, and the citations that were used in the essays that were submitted by the high schoolers. Alhamdulillah, we had very good submissions. Out of those, we had two entries that were finalists, and I wanted to announce both of those. The runner-up for the competition was his brother Muhammad Abbas. We'd like to have him come to the podium here to receive his win. And I want to announce the winner of the competition, Sister Masuma Asghar. She was the winner of the competition, and I'd like to have her come up here. Take her prize and recite her essay.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic awakening in Imam Khomeini's eyes. Imam Khomeini believed that the religion of Islam should encompass every aspect of man's life. He knew that all the social and political problems of the Muslims could be solved if Islamic laws were implemented in society. He was strongly against the separation of religion and politics. To Imam Khomeini, Islamic awakening meant the establishment of a proper Islamic government. To him, a proper Islamic government was one in which Islamic laws were enforced and justice was established. A government based on brotherhood and love, not on aggression. The purpose of the goal of the Islamic Revolution was to achieve this form of government. Imam Khomeini believed that the Islamic Revolution was not just a revolution for the people of Iran, but a revolution for all Muslims around the world. He says, "A movement for the sake of Islam cannot be limited to just one country." He gives the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Explaining that his message was not limited to the people of Mecca and Medina, but rather was a message for all of humanity. So, an important part of Islamic awakening was to export the revolution to other countries in which Muslims resided. Imam Khomeini says, "We want what happened in Iran, the awakening that happened in Iran, to be repeated in all nations and governments. We aspire that all nations and all governments awaken and free themselves." Imam Khomeini knew that the awakening would help many Muslims, especially those that were being oppressed and suffering at the hands of dictators. And he knew that the only solution to their problems would be the establishment of a proper Islamic government. For a country to simply call itself an Islamic republic is not enough. We can see today that there are many countries in the Middle East that say that they are Islamic republics, but their actions do not agree with this title. Imam Khomeini stressed that countries that call themselves Islamic also behave in an Islamic manner. Imam Khomeini also emphasizes that the revolution needs to begin at a small scale. The revolution of 1979 was a cumulative effort of people who had been working on themselves for many years. It was the fruit of the labor of the people that had been actively participating in jihad of the soul and mind. To begin a nationwide or global revolution, one must first begin a revolution within themselves. By overcoming the animalistic traits within you, you are empowering yourself to overcome the outside forces. Thus, one of the goals of the youth in Islamic awakening is to first work on themselves and master the art of self-discipline and self-control. According to Imam Khomeini, jihad of the soul is a prerequisite to the jihad of the body. The leaders of the Islamic awakening must be people who have established a relationship with their creator in order for it to be successful. If the people participating in the revolution are not pure themselves, then how will the outcome of the revolution be pure? Starting at a small scale is key. First, working on improving yourself, then your family, then your friends, and then perhaps even the masses. This is the duty of the youth in this regard. However, the youth also have another responsibility, which is the fact that they are the true representatives of Islam. This is especially true for youth living in countries in the West, where Muslims are a minority and where Muslims are portrayed negatively in the media. So the youth have to be particularly careful about their actions and speech, because they are representing Islam. As Imam Jafar Sadiq says, tell people about your religion without the use of your tongue. Imam Khomeini was a firm believer in this. He also emphasized that the youth should remain united no matter what, encouraging them to give up their personal grudges and put aside their preferences for the sake of the religion of Islam. In Imam Khomeini's eyes, Islamic awakening means the establishment of a proper Islamic government. It means a revolution of heart, mind, body, and soul. Only once you have begun the revolution within yourself can you begin a revolution anywhere else. Salawat. Oh.